Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. The proposed new boundaries for 38 U.S. congressional districts, 31 state Senate districts, 150 state House districts, and 15 state Board of Education districts as a part of the overall delayed decennial redistricting process have all been filed in the Texas legislature. We will talk about where they're at in the process as well as what you can expect this week as we enter into the halfway point for the ongoing third special legislative session. I won't go too in-depth about the overall redistricting process. We've discussed it several times on the show already, and if you're someone who needs a refresher, I certainly recommend several of the articles we've written on the subject at texasscorecard.com. I'll make sure to link to those in today's show notes page. As a part of the ongoing special session agenda, lawmakers have to approve new boundaries based on delayed census data for their own districts, as well as those of Texas congressional districts and the State Board of Education. The Senate Special Committee on Redistricting gave approval to both the proposed Senate boundaries map and State Board of Education map. I expect that the overall Senate will consider both of those this week, and I also expect that there will be some contention from Democrat senators, specifically that of State Senator Beverly Powell of Senate District 10. She currently represents a portion of Tarrant County and a district that has been passed back and forth between political parties for over a decade. Of all the proposed changes in the Senate boundaries map, hers is by far the most obvious in giving a direct advantage to a Republican candidate. In fact, because of the proposed change, current State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford, has already announced his intention to run for the seat if the proposed map is approved. And he was immediately endorsed by the likes of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, even though there was already a long-announced Republican candidate in that race in Arlington attorney Warren Norred. The same committee has already had one public hearing on the proposed 38th congressional district and has another one scheduled for today, Monday at 9 a.m. I expect they'll pass these proposed boundaries out shortly as well. The House officially filed their proposed boundaries last week. There were definitely some notable highlights, but the key takeaway from the overall 150 district map is that they worked to shore up previously embattled Republican districts and pit several of the more combative Democrat lawmakers in tough-to-win districts. Notably, there's also some interesting pairings. In Fort Bend County, for instance, the initial drawing of the map have Republicans like J.C. Jaton and Phil Stevenson drawn into some of the same district. These maps also include two Democrats in El Paso in the same district, which, if finally approved, would prove to be an interesting primary election. The proposed map also makes it harder on only one of the overall 83 Republicans, and that's State Representative Jeff Kasin of Bedford. His district is drawn in such a way to benefit a would-be Democrat, which is likely punishment for his vote against House Speaker Dade Phelan in the beginning of the regular legislative session, as well as being a consistent voice of opposition to some of the parliamentary games that House Republican leadership employ, as well as some of the votes he took, which is certainly obstinate of that of House Republican leadership, but in a conservative direction. The House Committee on Redistricting is scheduled to consider this bill today, Monday at 9 a.m. It's important to note that none of these maps are finally approved, and as such, changes are still expected as they move through the legislative process. For a summary on the current status of the maps and notable boundary changes, check out today's show notes page or go to texasscorecard.com. Though most of the media attention is focused on redistricting, other priorities are moving, as well as a part of the overall agenda. The Senate has filed two different bills to address allocating over $16 billion from federal COVID-19 relief funds received earlier this year. One of the bills only allocates about $7 billion of the $16 billion to the Unemployment Compensation Fund, specifically to repay debts owed to the U.S. Treasury. The other bill allocates the same $7 billion for that purpose, but also allocates additional money to various state agencies to address things like health care and overtime pay for Department of Public Safety troopers, additional funding for teachers' retirement system, food bank funding, and several other things. The Senate was also quick to file and schedule a hearing on the most recent addition to the special session agenda and increasing the penalty for illegal voting. In the wake of passing the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill last special session, one of the amendments lowered the penalty. And in contrast, House Speaker Dade Phelan indicated that he's not interested in relitigating the issue. Of course, this issue being the main purpose that Democrats busted quorum multiple times in the last few months. State Representative Mays Middleton filed a House version of the bill, but it has not yet been referred to a House committee. The Senate State Affairs Committee is scheduled to consider the Senate version of the bill today, Monday at 9 a.m. Today marks day 15 of the ongoing special legislative session. And as such, that means we're exactly halfway. The session has the ability to last until October 19th. Reportedly, Speaker Phelan has already told some House members to expect to be back for a fourth special session to tackle House redistricting. Abbott said as much at an event last week and that it was a possibility. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on the ongoing third called special legislative session and 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.